Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time. By the grace of God, we've been bringing these messages for 20 years now. And so we praise the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for this day. It's a day that He has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today, we're going to be talking about the blessings of giving, or the joy of giving into the kingdom of God. And so this is going to be a message for each and every person listening today, and we hope you appreciate it. We thank those of you who've tuned in today. We thank the Lord for all your prayers and support. If you're a new listener today, we say welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. So if you have your Bible there, we're going to start today in Deuteronomy 8, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 8. And this is a chapter where Moses is instructing the children of Israel before they go into the promised land. So it's a good instruction for us. Deuteronomy 8, we'll take this up in just a minute, right after our prayer time. Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Going to give you a brief update what's going on here in Kenya. As we speak, we're back in the rainy season here in Kenya. It's raining just about every other day or every third day. And so we have our fall crops planted. We're praying about building a school here in Makunda. We have a piece of land between the children's home and a church out there in Makunda. And so we want to build a primary school, grades 1-8 with a preschool. And so if you would be interested in helping with that project, we're asking the Lord, trusting the Lord for $300,000 to get that done. It's going to be a beautiful building with the blocks and brick as they build here, and then they stucco over the outside. It's going to be a beautiful building, and it'll last for 50 to 100 years, maybe longer. And so this is a project we've been praying about, and we hope that you would come alongside and help us get this school built. Many of the children in Makunda drop out of school when they're in grade 4, grade 6. Many of them don't finish, and so we want to encourage the children in Makunda to stay in school, give them a good education, at the same time teach them Bible stories, teach them about Jesus Christ. And so it'll be an evangelism outreach in addition to teaching them the basics of education. So if you think you could help us with that project, contact me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and we'll share with you details on that project, and we can get that project going. Well, today we're going to be talking about the blessings of giving. And so this is a big subject in the Bible. Jesus talked many times about finances. He talked about the importance of sharing finances with the kingdom. And as you know, I've been a missionary here in Africa for almost 15 years now, not full-time. The last 10 years I've lived over here, been a full-time missionary here in Kenya and other countries. I've traveled to 6 countries here in East Africa, preaching the good news of the gospel. And so when you are dependent and living by faith, and you're dependent on the body of Christ to keep you sustained on the mission field, keep the projects going, keep the outreach going, you start to understand the importance of what Jesus was teaching and what he was saying about finances. And his message is this, is to share with those who are teaching and preaching and sharing the good news of the gospel, to share with those not only for the blessing of the mission, but for the blessing of the people who are sharing. In other words, those who give receive a blessing just as great as those who are on the receiving end and using that money, using those resources, those finances, to take the gospel to the nation. Well, the reason I went back to Deuteronomy chapter 8 is because Moses is instructing the people of the children of Israel. They're preparing to go into the promised land, and he is instructing them about the sources of wealth. Where does wealth come from? Why does God bless his people with wealth? All these fundamental basic questions about wealth, about money, about resources. These questions and these fundamental truths then, you might say, give us a worldview about what is the purpose of money and how we can use money. Money is not inherently evil. There's no evil in money. It's a neutral substance. It's just a medium of exchange. But the love of money causes lots of problems. And the Bible teaches a lot about that, about the love of money. And when we have our priorities on the wrong thing, we devote our life to the accumulation of money, the accumulation of things, the accumulation of more and more of material wealth and mammon, then we have our priorities, according to the kingdom of God, we have our priorities in the wrong place. And so Moses is giving instruction here to the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, Moses is saying, "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built for yourself beautiful houses and dwell in them," in verse 13, "and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold are multiplied and all that you have are multiplied, when your heart is lifted up or when your heart is full of pride and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. And when you say in your heart," verse 17, this is pride speaking, "when you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth." Well, if you go back to verse 12, he speaks to the children of Israel. He says, "when you have eaten and are full." Well, beloved, that is a description there of the United States of America. One of the things that shocks me, I guess, or surprises me, because I've been in Africa for many years now, when I come back to the United States of America, one of the things that surprises me and shocks me is that the people are so full, and many of them are struggling with health issues. Their joints are wearing out, and many, many heart problems. The COVID vaccine wiped out more people in the United States of America than any other nation on the earth by far. And it's because the people are struggling with their health issues because many of them are obese. Many of them are overweight. They don't eat because they're hungry. They eat just for the pleasure of eating. Their God is their belly. And so I know I'm probably offending somebody here. That's okay, because this is what the Word of God teaches. Moses was telling these people, "when you have eaten and are full and you have built for yourself beautiful houses," well, tell me where there's not a beautiful house being built in the United States of America right now. $400,000 to $500,000 for a typical starter home in the United States of America, and you have built beautiful houses and you dwell in them, and your herds and your flocks multiply, your farm equipment multiplies, the amount of material possessions in your garage multiplies to the point where you have to go get a storage unit or two storage units just to hold the excess and the overflow. And so when your herds and your silver and your gold multiply, you start to get prideful about what you have. You start to get full of pride about the things that you have. And beloved, I can tell you there's people here in Africa that I minister to every single day. They don't even have a decent house. They have a mud house that's falling down. They have a little tiny room with maybe a table in the middle room. And that is where they eat. That is where they set the table for their food, for their meals. And so people here have unimaginable poverty that you can't even comprehend coming from the United States of America. And you come here, you will be shocked at how these people live. But beloved, they have joy in their heart. Many of these people, especially those who are Christian. They have joy in their heart. They get up each day and they praise God for the little that they have, and they have joy in their heart, and it doesn't come from the accumulation of material things that they have accumulated in their garages, in their basements, in all their storage buildings. And it doesn't come from what they've set on their table. They eat enough to keep them going for that day. And many of them, it's from the field to the table. They live from day to day, trusting the Lord that he will bring some money into their hand that they can buy a new dress once in a while, or buy something for themselves or for their children that they need. And so it's a totally different mindset. They're trusting the Lord to take care of them every single day. It's like the children of Israel in the wilderness area, they trusted the Lord for manna each and every day. They had no refrigerators, had no freezers, had no pantries. They didn't stock up food every single day. They go out and they gathered the manna and they ate the manna that day. And then at the end of the week, they gathered enough for 2 days so they wouldn't have to work on the Sabbath. But that is the way they lived from day to day. And for 40 years, they existed and survived out in the wilderness area, eating the manna that was given to them each and every day. Well, when your pride speaks, beloved, when your pride speaks, you forget to give praise to God for what you have. And he spoke this in verse 17. He said, "You will say in your heart, 'My power and my hand have gained me this wealth.'" So you start to think that it's your power and you're so smart, you have a college degree or a university degree or a doctorate degree, or you think you're so smart and capable that you've put all this stuff together. Let me remind you, just as Moses reminded the children of Israel, that without God, you are nothing. And so when you get up each day, give God the praise for what you have. If you have a nice car, give God the praise for what you have. If you have a nice house, give thanks to God for that nice house. Many, many people in the USA have forgotten God. The only time they think about God is when they go to a funeral of a friend or a loved one or a family member. The other time, their focus is totally on getting another boat, getting a four-wheeler, getting something that they don't really need. I mean, it's nice to have those things, but as terms of necessity, it doesn't meet the definition of necessity. And so give thanks to God for whatever he has given to you. If you have good health, get up each day and say, "Praise God, I have good health. God has given me another day to live on this earth, to bring glory to his name." And when you do that, beloved, God will extend your life. He will give you more years to bring glory and honor to him, and he will make your life a joy. Verse 18, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to gain wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day." And so he's bringing a contrast from saying, "My power and my wealth," when you get prideful about who you are, "My power and my wealth, my intellectual capabilities have brought me all this wealth." The opposite of that is, he is saying, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is to this day." And then Moses gives a warning, point number two. He gives a warning, and he's giving a warning to the people in the United States of America today also. Many of our problems come from the fact that we've forgotten the Lord our God. We have great, great wealth, all of these material blessings in the U.S., but we have in many ways forgotten the Lord our God. And God is reminding us through the pain and through the chaos that is happening in the U.S. He's reminding us that we need to come back to him. We need to return our focus unto the Lord our God, because he is the one who has given us all these great riches in the U.S. He's the one who allowed us to have this material wealth. And he's saying, America, what are you going to do with the wealth that I've given to you? Are your children grounded in the word? Do your children know the word? Or are your children lost in all kinds of perversion, lost in all kinds of hatred and bitterness and anger, lost in, they have no purpose in their life. They don't know whether they're coming in or going out. And so God is reminding America, I'm the one who gave you this nation. I'm the one who gave you this great wealth. And so what are you doing with it to expand the gospel? What are you doing with it to bring glory to my name, to be a witness to my great name in your neighborhood, in your village, in your town, in your city, in your state? Beloved, Charlie Kirk was a witness to the kingdom of God. And regardless of what you thought about him or what anybody thought of him, he was primarily, first and foremost, an evangelist, a man who was sharing the gospel with young people, with college-age people primarily, all across the nation. And so his life, even though it was cut short, his life brought glory and honor and great testimony to the power of God in his life. And it was a reminder to these college students, don't lose your focus. Don't lose your focus. Don't get wrapped up totally 100% in just pursuing mammon and pursuing wealth. And so God was using him in a mighty way to bring that message to the people of the United States of America. So Moses gives a warning here in verse 19 that if you forget the Lord your God, Moses warns them what the consequences of forgetting the Lord your God will be. Verse 19, then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Beloved, that is the message for the United States of America today. That is the message coming out from this radio broadcast today. If you forget the Lord your God and you don't give glory and honor to him, and if your life doesn't bring glory and honor and a testimony to what God has done for you, that you can accumulate riches, that you can have peace, that you can have joy, that you can have wisdom, all of these things come from God. And if you forget that, and if we as a culture, as a people, forget that, and we forget that the Lord our God allowed us and made this great nation to be a light to the other nations of the world. God established this great nation, the United States of America, to be a great nation and a light of the gospel to other nations of the world. And Moses said, if you forget that and you go and serve other gods, gods of mammon, become your primary god. God of your belly becomes your primary god. He says, if you serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Well, the destruction of the United States of America, yes, we have many enemies without. We have enemies that are loaded up with missiles, nuclear bombs, every kind of military armament, and we have enemies that would love to take us down through warfare. But the greatest enemy of the United States of America is the rot and the decay and the deception and the lies within that are affecting our young people and causing our young people to go crazy, causing our young people to want to mutilate themselves, mutilate their bodies, change their genders, all of this kind of perversion that comes from the devil. And this is not the will of God. God's will is that we reestablish and continue to establish the United States of America upon the foundation of the Word of God, the truth of the gospel. The truth of the gospel will keep America strong. The truth of the gospel will keep America safe from our enemies. And so this is God's plan for America going forward. It has been God's plan for America since the day America was created as a great nation in 1776, and it will be the same plan for America as we go forward from this day forth until Jesus comes back. Well, giving is a big subject, as I spoke before in the preview. Giving is a big subject, and Jesus talks about it in the New Testament, teaches about the importance of giving into the kingdom. And so in Luke 6:38, there's a very important teaching about giving. And in Luke 6:38, Jesus says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and it will be put into your own bosom. For with the same measure you measure out, it will be measured back to you." And so there is a joy of giving, comes from giving into the kingdom, and that joy comes when you give, then it is given back to you. Now, there's a fine line between saying, "Wow, if I give, I'm going to get." So don't give to get. Give to give into the kingdom for the joy of seeing the kingdom go forward, for the joy of seeing the gospel message go forward into the earth, for the joy of seeing people come to know salvation, because whatever you've given is used to bring the salvation message to them. That's where the joy comes from. But Jesus says there's a blessing that comes from giving, and that blessing will be returned to you in the same way and in the same measure that you give into the kingdom. And so it's very important to understand that when you give into the kingdom, whether it's into your local church, into a mission, to support a missionary, however you give, there will be a blessing coming to you directly in proportion to the giving that you have given. And so this is a wonderful thing. It's a derived blessing, and it is something that you can expect because God speaks about it and he promises it here. With the same measure you measure out, it will be measured back to you. So if you use a little tiny measure, a little teaspoon of giving, then that is what you're going to give back. If you give big, if you give generously and sacrificially, that is what is going to come back to you. And so not only the mission gets accomplished, but also you're going to be blessed yourself, and God will continue to bless you and put more resources into your hand, not only for your own family or your own business, your own farm or enterprise, but also so that you can be blessed then to keep giving into the kingdom. And God is a God of faithful fulfillment of promises, and so he promises that with the same measure you measure out, it will be measured. It will be measured back to you. Well, giving sacrificially is another aspect of giving. Sometimes the Lord will call on you, or the Holy Spirit will call on you, maybe to give sacrificially beyond what makes any sense to you. For the Lord's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so sometimes the Lord will say, "Give sacrificially, for I want you to show me that mammon and money is not your God." Well, in Mark 12, Jesus has taken the disciples here to watch the people give into the treasury at the synagogue. And so he says, Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how people were putting money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow, verse 42, came and put in two mites or two minas. She put in a small amount of money. And so Jesus called the disciples to himself, and he said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all the others who have given into the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she put in out of her poverty all that she had, her whole livelihood." And so this is sacrificial giving. This poor lady had only two minas, or two mites to give. And she put in everything that she had to live on. She was trusting the Lord to the final degree. She was trusting the Lord to take care of her. She was trusting the Lord to resupply those two minas. She was trusting the Lord to take care of her, to supply the food that she needed, whatever she needed for sustaining her life. She said, "Lord, I trust you 100%. And so for that reason, she put in two minas. And the Lord said that she had put in more, that she had given more into the treasury than anybody else, because the others were all giving out of their abundance, but she was giving out of her poverty and gave all to sustain the work of the kingdom of God." Well, beloved, I hope you ponder this message. It's an important message. It's important not only for me and other missionaries to have this message out so that people understand the joy of giving, because truthfully, honestly, I can't do anything here in Kenya without your giving. I can't do anything. I could live here in my house and buy food, but other than that, there would be no mission here without your giving. And it's the same for missionaries all over the world. We all depend on the giving of the people of the body of Christ. Your local church depends on the giving of the body of Christ to sustain the pastors, sustain all the programs, the sound system, everything, the building, the heat for the building in the wintertime. All of this comes from your giving. And so if you're not giving into the kingdom of God, pray about your part. Pray about your part, not only for the kingdom's sake, but for your sake. What are your priorities? What are your priorities? Where is your God? What do you consider to be the most important thing in your life? And if you pray about it, meditate on it, God will show you where you can give. God will show you, give you encouragement. And so that is the will of God for your life, that money has the proper importance in your life, the proper perspective, and God will show you, and you can move forward then with the joy of giving. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that. You can give. You can support this ministry. We'd love to hear from you. Contact us at Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. You can go to PayPal, use your credit or debit card, paypal.me/gatherTheOutcast. That's paypal.me/gatherTheOutcast. Check us out on Facebook at Jim Rao. We would love to hear from you today. Thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.